to this edition of The Real Geeks B-Roll, where, now there are normally two things we never do on this show. We never do a four-person setup.
That's not entirely true. We have done four-person setup.
We never willingly do a four-person setup.
What'd you say over there? I couldn't hear you.
And we normally never record for things other than reviews, because we like to at least pretend that we have lives. And then news broke this week that Sony has potentially decided to pull Spider-Man from the MCU because negotiations between Sony and Disney broke down. And if I may quote Bill Duke from Menace to Society, Sony, you know you fucked up, don't you? You know you fucked up, right?
You know fucked up, you know that, don't you?
Now, I think obviously we can see which side of this whole thing I'm on.
Side.
But I swear we actually are going to be objective here, because personally, as much as right now I am very much with Disney, that could easily change like tomorrow.
I mean, it probably won't, but yeah, it could.
No, yeah, it probably won't. But like, if it came out that Disney had done something particularly underhanded during negotiations or what have you, then yeah, I would switch sides. But for now,
now, okay, so for those that aren't quite in the know or up to date, or
we should probably do a little bit recap. A history of how we got into this mess.
Now, yeah, I was just going to say, that's actually exactly where we're going to start, especially since, in terms of the Spider-Man film rights in general,
yeah,
you're going to need a roadmap that we don't have the budget for.
Quick summary, though, is that in 1985, Marvel sold off the film rights.
Yeah.
For very cheap.
And then for about 4 years, it bounced around between a bunch of different people until it finally landed with Columbia Pictures in 1989.
Okay, that's what, thank you.
Who, as a studio, eventually got bought out by Sony. So Sony had the rights.
Okay, but why did Marvel sell off the rights to Superman or to Spider-Man in the first place?
Because they were broke.
Yeah, they did this with bunch of their way back in the day.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get there. Basically, Avi Arad, and remember the name because that's gonna come up again later. At the time was, if I remember right, I believe the president of Marvel Comics. I could be wrong at the title, but basically he was the head honcho, and with Marvel going bankrupt. I think what it was Spider-Man's film rights were with Canon Films, and then Canon went boom before we could get Spider-Man or Masters of the Universe 2.
Pun intended.
So the rights bounced around a bit, and then, like you said, they ended up with Columbia Pictures.
And it was in the 90s that Columbia Pictures was bought out by Sony, and then eventually, late 90s, development started moving at Sony for a Spider-Man film, which then we ultimately got in 2002.
Yeah.
And we got our Sam Raimi trilogy. And then basically, there would have been a fourth film in that series had the studio not tried to meddle too much with the creative process therein, and Sam Raimi was out. And so the studio was like, okay, well, we're going to keep going with this. And thus we got the Amazing Spider-Man films, which were not so amazing.
Nope.
So that's Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
And ultimately, the Amazing Spider-Man movies played more as a trying to retain rights situation and less of actually trying to be interesting and creative with the process of making these
films. Essentially, the Amazing Spider-Man films were the equivalent of every Fantastic Four film ever made.
Oh, they're nowhere near the Roger Corman one.
And then after that, 2015 comes along, and we learn that Sony has been in negotiations with Marvel Studios to bring Spider-Man into the MCU. Again, thank you, North Korea.
And essentially, what this came down to initially was that Sony would loan the character out to Marvel Studios to use in one of their films, and then subsequently, Marvel Studios would produce a Spider-Man film set within the MCU. Under these circumstances, Sony would have majority returns of investments with the film that they would have, the Spider-Man film. While it was produced by Marvel Studios, it was being funded by Sony, and with the exception of 5% of the initial box office of said film.
And actually, to be precise, 5% of the first day gross.
Yeah.
Which basically...
Plus all the merchandising rights, which
I was about to get to that.
Well, yeah, that's another thing, because the merchandising, which is something that Sony defenders often quote, it does need to be noted, and this is something that's conveniently ignored, Disney paid for those rights.
Yes.
They bought those rights for $175 million, plus a yearly royalty of about $30 million, which is tied to the success of the films.
Yes.
So basically, the better the films do, the less they have to pay.
Yes. So ultimately, this seemed like a solid deal at the time. And then shortly after the success of of Captain America Civil War and Spider-Man Homecoming, they expanded upon the deal to include Spider-Man in two more MCU films led by Disney, namely the two Avengers films that recently came out, and another Marvel Studios produced, Sony released Spider-Man film, Far From Home, which, of course, as we speak, has very recently not only crossed $1 billion worldwide, which is the first Spider-Man movie to do so, but it has passed Skyfall to become Sony's highest grossing movie of all time.
It's currently at $1.109 billion and probably still rising.
So Disney made it, but it was released under Sony's name.
Exactly.
Yeah, essentially, Disney and Marvel Studios did all the creative work, like a lot of the writing, casting, so forth. Like, that was completely under their control.
With collaboration with Sony creatives, but ultimately headed by Disney creatives and Marvel Studios creatives.
And Sony did the grunt work, the financing, the promoting, which is why we got movie posters where Nick Fury's eye patch is on either eye, depending on which one you're looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically the terrible Spider-Man Far From Home posters that were in the news not too long ago, that was Sony.
That was a wonderful meme, though. It was truly
a glorious moment
of just slap whatever images you want on it, have a little doodle that says Spider-Man misspelled. Sony Gold.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, the first trailer for Far From Home that was actually released earlier than it should have been, that was Sony. Because as I understood that, Marvel Studios wanted to put out like a couple of more Avengers Endgame trailers.
Yes.
And then start putting out stuff for Far From Home.
Yes.
Since, you know, it kind of spoils Endgame.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
So I'm assuming with the Nick Fury eye patch, they just took an image of him wearing it and accidentally flipped it so it would look better, as opposed to Nick Fury wearing it on the wrong eye.
It's not so much accidental. When you're designing a poster, you do make the intentional choices sometimes to flip things.
And I understand that. But if a character has something that's always consistently on one side, you don't fucking flip it.
Yeah, and that comes down to like commitment to the product. First of all, Sony overall is not an entertainment company. They're a technology company.
Mm-hmm.
The studio is just a company that they own. So they don't fully commit to film franchises or anything to start with.
Yeah.
Secondly, within the franchise, or within the franchises and the studio itself, Marvel films aren't their only product. Marvel Studios makes Marvel films. They don't. There isn't some other movies yeah. like they don't go off and make Shakespeare films.
It's kind of a similar situation to where Pixar. They only make Pixar movies.
Exactly.
Lucasfilm, while technically speaking, have made other stuff other than Star Wars. They primarily
decades ago.
They primarily. Well, they will be making another Indiana Jones, and there is
plus Red Tails, I guess.
Yeah, and there's talk of them doing another. What was it that? Right, that fantasy film. Will, yeah, they're doing another Will thing.
Okay.
So, but aside from like those handful of things here and there,
yeah.
they've primarily done Star Wars,
yes.
and that's what they're known for.
Exactly. So there's like a commitment and rules to how you do this. If Disney had made that mistake, that would have been a grand mistake. Someone would have gotten fired for it for the Nick Fury eye patch because you're screwing with the bread and butter.
Yeah.
You do not screw with the representation of your primary product.
Yeah.
Whereas Sony's just like, yeah. who cares?
Yeah, no, like, there is a reason that there have often been jokes in the past about Disney sharpshooters if someone says even the most slightly wrong thing in an interview.
Yeah.
There's a reason that there are jokes about Disney lawyers being the equivalent of a SWAT team.
Yeah.
There's a reason that there's been such almost a marketing around the accidental spoileriness of both Mark Ruffalo and Tom Holland in interviews and press circuits and such.
And the whole idea of don't tell them anything because they might accidentally, whereas look at, you know, Chris Evans, good Chris Evans, doesn't say anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Chris knows ways to do it. But on the other hand, there's also like, to double down on that, there's the secret insidiousness of, well, maybe they tell these things to Mark and Tom because they know that people expect them to drop something, and so you ask them those questions in interviews, whereas you don't ask those questions of, say, Don Cheadle, because he'll just look at you and be like, no. No.
No, like, Tom Holland is often paired with Benedict Cumberbatch in interviews for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You'll often see Mark Ruffalo and Don Cheadle together.
Yeah.
For a reason.
It creates a great, it turns these interviews into little MCU moments because they're still riffing.
Oh, yeah.
Not in character, but like, one's the good cop, one's the bad cop. One's the idiot, one's the professional.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Now, getting back on track here a little bit.
Nope.
There's a track? What track?
We've jumped it too many times to know.
So, we're at the point in the history of all of this where we're at Far From Home, and the film has had such a marvelous success.
Yeah. He's back!
So.
Technically, you are a dad now, so you can do the dad jokes.
Ooh, no. Don't give him a license.
I already have it printed. So. With this in mind, Disney and Sony Pictures have gone back to the negotiation table to further their relationship with each other. Here's where things get a little interesting, to say the least. So apparently, back in years ago, when they're trying to establish a relationship first came about, one of the proposals that Disney had put forward was a 50-50 co-financing deal, which at the time Sony had flat out shut down. In light of the success of Far From Home, Disney felt it advantageous to bring that offer back to the table.
Yeah.
Once again, Sony shut it down. Disney brought another offer to the table of 30-70. Sony still shut that down. As far as Sony is concerned, the deal as it has stood has worked for them, and they don't want to change it. Disney, however, is coming at this from a standpoint of, yeah, we're making our money from the merchandising, but when we're putting so much of our effort into the creative process of putting this film out there, giving you a product that you can actually use, it stands to reason that they want to have a little more of a stake in that.
Oh, yeah.
That they want to put more of their money into investing in it. They want to have more of a return on it. And Sony is unwilling to budge in that regard, which, to be fair, I give them a little credit where credit's due, because right now, Sony's kind of a fucking juggernaut in the world of entertainment, because they have so much in TV. They have bought Fox, so they have so much from Fox.
You mean Disney?
Yes, this is what I'm talking about.
You said Sony.
I was sure I said it, and it said Disney.
You have three people telling you you said Sony.
Okay, well, I meant Disney.
Yeah.
Disney bought Fox. They have so much going on for them in the entertainment right now. And they're a freaking juggernaut. And it makes sense that other studios are not too happy about that.
No, totally.
And where Sony is the one studio right now that has had the closest relationship to said juggernaut, it stands to reason that when they are trying to effectively bully their way into this, that Sony's going to be like, no, we're not going to be pushed over like Fox was. We're going to stand our ground. We're going to push forward without you guys.
And I think the thing there is, like, people often quote the Fox deal, and it's saying, you know, Disney's this big, giant, evil corporation that's just trying to buy up everybody and take over everything. And conveniently ignoring the fact that legally they can't. And, like, I've seen people saying, oh, well, why doesn't Disney just buy Sony? Again!
Legally they can't.
That's, but, yeah, like, even if they could, I would assume that at this point, that's several degrees of just unrealistic.
Yeah. Now, the whole thing of Disney buying Fox is unprecedented. There has never been anything like that in...
Yeah, it is.
In but, the history of the entertainment industry. But,
like, also with that, is there's the simple fact that when 20th Century Fox decided to put their film and TV divisions up for sale, they financially needed to.
Yeah.
They basically didn't have a choice. And if I'm Disney and I know that I can buy this studio, get back these characters that I can use in probably the single biggest property I have, that's not evil. That's not bullying.
That's opportunistic.
Yeah, that's opportunity. That's business 101. It just makes sense for them to do it.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that the original... well, the original three and the prequel three Star Wars films, while made by Lucasfilm, were distributed by 20th Century Fox. So now, in all capacity, Disney has Star Wars back, effectively. So,
and, like, people point to them buying up Hulu, and it's like, Disney already owned a third of Hulu.
And then they bought Fox, which basically had...
They bought Fox's stake and then bought Comcast's stake because, again, like, they wanted essentially a second streaming service for properties that are essentially too mature for Disney Plus.
Yes.
So, like, again, business 101.
Yeah, and now...
Why would they not?
And now Disney's in this whole thing with Disney Plus where they're... coming into this whole quote-unquote streaming wars thing with a huge advantage because they're marketing just Disney Plus at cheaper than the competition, and they're offering a bundle deal for literally everything at a price comparable to everybody else. It's because Netflix right now it's like $12.99 a month for like the premium, whatever.
$13.99 going up to $15.99.
Exactly, but that same price level is the bundle deal down, at least down the States right now, because we don't have all the different sorts of things up here in Canada yet. At least we're going to be getting Disney Plus here in Canada when it releases down in the States simultaneously.
Exactly.
But it'll be at a price point more comparable with our market.
Yeah.
But regardless.
Regardless. And
still, you are saving money overall and getting more content.
Exactly.
So, like, we come to this past week with the breaking news of negotiations coming to a halt. And the air quotes are important because everything after that has been the clickbait headlines of Spider-Man being definitely pulled, when the reality is, not so much.
Yeah, it simply wasn't slated. They have 3 to 4 years where they've bought time for themselves in Phase 4 to be like,
yeah,
whatever, we can wait.
Yeah.
And they have a lot more patience with this than Sony does. Because when Sony makes, if Sony makes a Spider-Man all on their own, or if the Venom sequel doesn't do as good as they projected, and if Morbius gets made for some stupid reason.
Oh, it's getting made.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to happen, so dependent on how that one fares.
Yeah, if all of that, it doesn't even have to fail. It just has to not make as much money. They'll be back at the table easily.
Oh, no doubt. And actually, thank you for bringing up that the fact that Spider-Man's not in Phase 4, because like when the initial report came out, I read it and I'm going, kind of sounds like Disney opened with the 50-50, and Sony immediately went, no, we want the deal with where we basically get everything, you're not giving it to us, so we're leaving. And a lot of people who, let's be honest, just basically want to be seen as woke, want, like, fighting for the little guy, yada, 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 kind of stop thinking. I mean, y'all ain't specifically wrong, but not all that accurate either, because there's a lot, like I said earlier, that's just being conveniently overlooked.
The oversimplification of the situation seems to be Disney's being greedy, Sony's being stupid. And unfortunately, it's a lot more complicated than that.
Oh, yeah. And, like, literally right after that, statements come out that, no, it's just they're stalled over essentially the producer credit for Kevin Feige. And while I think we can all agree that one way or another, this is just, the whole thing is really just both companies trying to play public perception to their advantage.
And, yes. And specifically, this week, it being important, because this is Disney's fuck you, I got mine week.
Yeah.
This is D23.
Yeah.
You don't know? Okay, so every year, Disney has, because Disney owns so many properties that are like geek ephemera, they have their own Comic-Con just for Disney properties. And it's literally every Disney property. So a couple of days ago, all of Phase 4 got announced in detail at D23. And even today, they're announcing a couple more movies. I haven't caught what they were.
That where they announced She-Hulk and...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is not like, oh, something leaked. This is Disney standing on top of the highest, most shiny pony that they bring out once a year and going, oh, by the way, you love all this stuff? Guess who's trying to screw with it?